It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Oh, hello. Let's have another celebration of life here in this hour of the Doug Good Day program with a focus on the best stories of the day. A few new news nuggets and some of the news nuggets that you've been listening to, but maybe a little twist on them. And then, of course, there is Jennifer Horn to deal with and Roberta Fasanelli to deal with and Ken Kessler, who's the easiest person. It's an easy time when Ken is here. But when I have these two ladies,
man. You cause trouble.
Yes.
Yes, all right. So the Queen of Cheap will have a report for us in a few moments. What are some of the big deals as we go into pre-July 4th? Are the stores open on the 4th of July?
Of course they are. Some of the biggest sales of the year.
Big sales. All right. So what are the highlights?
Well, what we got for you today is free money.
Free money.
We've also got free stamps.
Uh-huh.
And we have free wrinkle remover.
Really?
From your face or from your clothes?
Right. From your face.
Oh.
Well, good question.
You know,
then.
I'll bet somebody has been silly enough at some point in time to use something like that. The wrinkle-free. I used to have those blue spray cans around.
Oh, yeah.
The wrinkles
starch.
And linen.
Put on their
good
face.
For linen stuff. Yeah, somebody would pick that up and use it on their face. Here's the story of Yoav Silverstein. Some of his friends used to gather on Friday night to toss around a flying disc at a park. City officials stopped them, saying that they would have to get a permit
for Frisbee?
To play Frisbee in a park if it was an organized game. They had to pay $120 if they wanted to keep playing. This is an organized sport in the park. That's just for one day. A six-month permit would cost them $300.
Hmm.
No wonder people are so disgusted.
Yeah.
Just so disgusted with things that are going on governmentally. How does that make any sense? You own the park. You're a taxpayer, for God's sake.
Come on, kids. I've got our permit. We can go play Frisbee now.
Right. 888-302-3684. Here's a focus for a minute. Michael, cut 24. I want you to hear this conversation because I'm betting student loan rates affect most everybody who's on the program, more importantly, people listening to the program. Who among us doesn't have somebody in his or her family that has some kind of student loan? I still have a loan, small one, for Megan. Eight, 10 years? When did she get out of school? I'm trying to remember. She's in the late. So it's been at least 10 years. And the interest rate's supposed to go up. Here's a radio host that Kenny monitored named Bob Montgomery talking to analyst Cindy Lang about Congress and the student loan rates doubling.
Let's first of all clear up some possible misconception about this. There was some report earlier that perhaps this affects people who currently are paying back student loans. Those students who have already graduated, they're in the process of paying back. Does this or does this not change their rates?
It does not. They are under the rate that they agreed to when they took out the loan.
Okay, so these rates that you take are fixed rates. They're not tied like a home loan, like an adjustable rate mortgage or something like that.
Right. It's based on the rate at the time you took out the loan. So some students may have it at 3.4. Some students may have some older loans that are lower than that. Some may have some that are higher than that, 5.2, 5.3. So the students that take out loans starting today, they're dispersed today. Those rates are doubled at 6.8 for now.
I'm not even going to hazard a guess and ask you to guess on what the Congress might do to this because no one can really figure out what Congress will do really on anything, quite honestly. But when you look at how this is going to play out, let's say nothing happens and it remains 6.8 instead of 3.4. Does this change the game for a lot of the people who are just now starting the process of getting student loans?
It does. I did a little bit of calculations last week. And, for example, a student who borrows $10,000, which is a little bit low depending on where you're attending school, but if you borrow $10,000 for your education, it's going to cost you about $2,000 more over the course of repayment, and that's over 10 years.
So as you look at the numbers, you're doing the math. This is something that obviously $10,000 is perhaps for depending on the school, maybe just
semester,
depending on where you're going, and you factor that out over the course of potentially eight semesters or more. That's significant.
It is, and it depends on your dependency status. A student who's considered dependent for their parents, they can only borrow about $5,500 for a year.
Mm. Okay.
And affects the subsidized student loan interest rate. Unsubsidized student loans were already at 6.8%.
Wow. And what's the average? About 4% is what you're paying for a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you're, well, they say that's secured. That's why it's different. Baloney.
Well, I got a kid going into college, you know, in September.
Yeah. Have you got enough money to pay, or are you going to borrow?
We're looking at student loans right now, so this is going to affect us directly.
Well, a lot of people will tell you that it depends on what the, let's say bond rates 4 and 5% right now, and so you can borrow money cheaper than that, so it's better for you if you keep the investment in the bonds, you're ahead a point or two if you can borrow at a reasonable rate.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, and that's, again, that's usually a secured loan, it's not an insecure, unsecure.
I'm an insecure loan.
Unsecure.
I don't know if I can pay you back.
Yeah.
But it's part of the whole, you know, it's part of that whole scam that I call it of kids going to college where, you know, they say you have to go to a college and you know, you have to go to the best college you can and you got to spend the $50,000 a year to go to college and come out with $200,000, $250,000 in debt, which is insane. They've done studies. It doesn't matter what school you go to.
Can
in the long
run. Right, but under the circumstances, Roberta, can you make $250,000? Do you make $250,000 more over the course of your lifetime if you have a college degree than not? And maybe in some circumstances be pretty close.
It'd be pretty close. But also, think of it. You're 22 years old, 23 years old. You're starting out in life and you have $250,000
in debt.
I know.
How can you even get anywhere? It's impossible.
How do you pay it back?
Just declare bankruptcy.
Yeah. There you go. Adios, muchachos, to that debt. Inspections of Air Force bases across the globe trying to make it safe for women, trying to keep it from being offensive for women who are in the service. Inspections uncovered 32,000 examples of unprofessional or obscene material being displayed in common areas. And so a list was released of the things that were included. Pornographic movies, a video of ventriloquist, is that how you say it? Ventriloquist Jeff Dunham performing with his dummy Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
Oh.
A photo, sorry. A photo of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady without his shirt on. Very offensive. Again, the women would love that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
So far, everything you've said except the porn sounds like something I might like.
Hey, Ken doll dressed only in swim trunks. What is that? That's considered offensive by the Department of Defense. The Pentagon has inspectors going around trying to figure
dress
out how.
Dress that Ken doll.
Oh, my God.
First, why do they even have a Ken doll, by the way?
I don't know.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, just.
Yeah.
Hello, ding, ding, ding. Roberta has her report of the Queen of Cheap Material in just a matter of moments. Jennifer, later on in the hour with Television News, what's the latest big scoops that you have?
I have a scoop on Roseanne.
Yeah.
And a canceled show brought back to life. And Sharon Osbourne is talking about Kanye West.
Really?
Yes.
All right. A look later on in the hour on what happens to you when you get older. Are you useful or useless? Plus, what about food? And what a survey suggests it tastes like under certain symbolic conditions. Meanwhile, the story of Shanda. You've not heard this story yet, Roberta. Jennifer and Kenny heard me talking about Shanda, the world's first smart interactive bath organizer, changing bath time forever. Now you can be a part of it at ShandaToy, ShandaToy.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and you want to be a part of that excitement, you have an opportunity with ShandaToy.com. Shanda, by the way, is a lovable blue kangaroo. Sort of reminds me of Barney. Isn't Barney blue?
Is Barney purple? Blue?
Purple. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, your child will love Shanda. What did you say, Michael?
I said Andy's a dinosaur.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, Shanda's not a dinosaur. Shanda is a kangaroo.
Aww.
Hangs from your shower wall, towel rod, provides two problem-solving solutions. First, she stores all of your child's toys in her pouch, which means no more stepping on the toys in the bathroom. Second, Shanda also promotes important cognitive development through interaction with your children. She speaks, answers, records on playback to your children's voice. Yeah.
cool.
Children learn and laugh while they're playing with Shonda through her sing-along songs as well.
I want one. Can adults use this?
Sure, of course you can.
Oh.
All right, and here's what you do. You go to shandatory.com. Shandatory.com makes bath time fun. Learn all the perks of crowdfunding, too, because they're looking, they're raising money to expand their company. That's what crowdfunding's all about. Help bath time be better for your children with Shandatory.com.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive supply. See store for details. Offer valid 628-377. Gas driver price higher. Optional. Pedestal sold separately.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva who talks to die. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Time for you to be energized with Roberta's perks today. What can you get cheaply or free, Roberta?
Well, let's start with a free wrinkle remover. Garnier has an ultra-lift line smoother. You can get it absolutely free. You get a sample. I love these because I take these when I travel because they're just like, you know, they're small sample sizes. So you can just kind of throw them in your wallet there or your suitcase or wherever, and you have them for on the go. Now, this is an incredible deal. Office Depot, if you spend $75 or more, they will give you a free booklet of Forever Stamps. This is a $20 booklet, folks, of Forever Stamps, absolutely free. We have the coupon code for you at DougStefan.com. You got to do this before July 6th. But hey, you know, it doesn't take a lot to spend $75 on office supplies, and then you get free Forever Stamps. And here's free money from Capital One. What they want to do is, if you open up a no-fee, no-minimum checking between July 1st and July 3rd, you'll get Capital One. You'll get this debit card, and then you have to make 5 purchases or 5 deposits within the next 45 days. These purchases, you can go to 7-Eleven and buy bubble gum with it. Doesn't matter.
You know,
and then they give you $100.
People are wondering why, with all of those who are protesting what various celebrities are doing or saying or how they're acting, and they go after their sponsors, why nobody's gone after Capital One, that is Alec Baldwin. Yeah. I wonder, with all the stuff he gets himself into, nobody ever protests Capital One.
Well, maybe
One.
Because
that?
Capital One's giving you $100 if you open an account.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you can open an account, just use it as a, you know, as a, like one of those, what do they call those, Christmas accounts or holiday accounts?
Yeah, Christmas club.
Yeah, like a club or something like that, just your own little Christmas club, and you start out right there and then with $100. So, not a bad deal. And you'll find all the information on how to do that, including that coupon code and how to get those free forever stamps, all at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com.
All right, here's the 2020 News Quiz question. Why is Nidal Hassan in the news today? Who is he and why is he in the news? 888-302-3684. Nidal Hassan in the news. Why?
Bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Together was number one during this week in 2005. Mariah Carey singing that tune. The question today is, did she or didn't she? Many viewers were left with that question after Mariah performed on the BET Awards last Sunday at the Nokia Theater in L.A. She unleashed a flurry of speculation that she was lip-syncing during her performance of her duet with Miguel. It's called Beautiful, isn't it? The song's called Beautiful, I think.
Sure. Sounds right.
Is it me or is it Mariah lip-syncing? There have been a lot of tweets on this, Kenny. I'm just looking at a couple of them here. It looked like, on television anyway, she was lagging behind whatever the sound was. I don't know if you saw any of this on Twitter or not. She was on the last episode of American Idol. There are some who said she was lip-syncing then. Is that true?
You know, I don't know because I didn't see it, but I have to stand up for these performers because we know that there is no doubt that Mariah Carey can actually sing. She can. I mean, it's not like she's Milli Vanilli.
But can she get to the high notes anymore like she used to be?
Well, I think what the issue is that, and I didn't see the BET Awards, but I would imagine if she was doing a performance with Miguel that they would be kind of high energy and dancing around the stage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can't expect these people to be able to sing clearly and beautifully like we expect when they're standing still in a studio and just sound the same when they're jumping all over the stage.
I want my money back.
That's a rough gig. I mean, Roberta knows. When you see, Bruce Springsteen stands there and he sings, and he's all over the stage, but
right.
Some of these people do some crazy dance moves, and that makes it hard to catch your breath.
Yeah.
Well, I think that under the circumstances, you can't expect these people to be perfect all the time. This is really tough. I don't know anybody. When I listen to Bruce or when I hear Roberta talking about his concert performances, I'm in awe of the strain that has to be on his vocal cords for two and a half hours a night. He does it 3-4 nights a week sometimes,
yep.
Right, performing, and he's been doing it for 30 years, hasn't he? He's been around that
at least
long?
30, at 40. Least. Really? 40. Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing when you actually stop and think about it and how...
Well, it's like an athlete. He's training like an athlete, basically.
Right. He's got big, thick throat, does he? Mm-hmm. Big, thick muscles in his throat. that kind of stuff? I'm sure that turns you on, Roberta.
Oh, it does, absolutely. Yes. Muscles, yes.
All right, the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. This is something for you to kind of cool off with. There's a hot weather all over the country, so cool down. There are 2 minutes worth of dogs playing in lawn sprinklers. The dogs versus the sprinklers. And it's so much fun. Charlotte used to love to chase the water, not only in the sprinkler, but the garden hose. If you were out, you had the hose and the nozzle and you're squirting it somehow. I was the other day cleaning a couple of things for my corn planter out with a hose and a sprayer. The nozzle. And Charlotte's jumping right in there. Get that water. Get at that. And she loves it. Dogs love to play in the water. So you'll feel cooler. Maybe the way to... The thing about setting up sprinklers and having kids run through it or doing... Unless it's really hot, that water's cold.
Yeah.
You like it like that?
Yeah. Really? When it's hot outside, I wouldn't do it when it's freezing.
No, but it's just... You got to be really... That water... I can remember... some reactions that I can't probably talk about on the air after running through that.
Pervert.
What? What do you mean, pervert? What?
Good Lord, Doug.
What?
Oh, boy.
What? You mean, come on. There's not any, something doesn't stand up straight when you're going through cold water? Come on. No, that affects men and women more or less the same.
Differently.
Erotically. If Richie were here now, he'd be saying, time to pull the plug on this. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Stepping out with your cat. You know, years ago when I started talking about the concept of teaching a cat to walk on a leash and a harness, literally people wanted to put me away for a long time. But, you know, it's way too dangerous. It wasn't like when I was growing up where we could let the cats out in the backyard and let them run around. There's coyotes, there's packs of dogs, there's crazy people. So keeping your cat inside is important. However, it's also important because they are nomadic in nature to give them the opportunity to see the great outdoors. However, letting your cat roam loose is just way too dangerous. So you can teach a cat to walk on a leash and harness. I know what you're saying, but you can. Follow my advice here. First of all, get a figure eight harness. Just lie it right alongside the food dish every day before you even think about putting on the cat, so there's a positive association. After a couple of days, just put the harness on, and before you feed him, take it off after you feed him. If you practice every single day, eventually the cat will enjoy the harness, you'll add a leash, and the two of you will be strolling around your neighbor in no time at all. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Jennifer has the story from Chicago. And meanwhile, it's 33 and change after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli is here. And Ken Kessler, Richie's having his second important treatment. I think he has four or five of these. I'm sorry, no, it's 4 or 5 months of these. Radiation after all of the chemotherapy. It's making him tired. I guess that's to be expected. That's part of the routine. Just if you would please hold a good thought for our pal Richie as he goes through all of this on the road to recovery. Our 2020 news quiz question that you can answer, I'd rather you call 888-302-3684, although Kenny may monitor your answer on facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. The question has to do with Nidal Hassan and why he's in the news today. Who is he, if you remember, and why is he particularly in the news today? The 2020 news quiz question, you got 5 minutes to answer. Now, I asked the question a few minutes ago, a few takers. Let's see if we get a few more so we have a well-rounded choice of answers to go to at 888-302-3684. Why is Nidal Hassan in the news? Speaking of the news, Chicago reporting today on a very exciting opportunity for those of you who'd like to serve in the police force and do what this guy has done.
I know. Only in Chicago we should make a bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's come to light that this police officer, Richard Rizzo, has been arrested 4 times over the past 7 years.
Arrested for?
All different things. Let's see. Aggravated assault with a gun.
Cool.
Domestic battery after a fight with a 40-year-old man and the man's 18-year-old son.
Great.
Both of them, by the way, lived in his bungalow.
Uh-huh.
According to arresting officers, Rizzo punched the older man, grabbed the gun, put the muzzle in the man's eye, and said, "How about I shoot you in the face?" Then a month later, he was arrested again for domestic battery.
This guy play football on the side?
I don't know. Officers said he grabbed his girlfriend by her throat and began to strangle her. Arresting officer said she broke away and locked herself in a bedroom. He kicked the door down just before they arrived, so it's a good thing they were there. He has been arrested, like I said, 4 times over 7 years. He's not been fired from the department. He's been arrested for all kinds of things, domestic battery, child endangerment, aggravated assault with a gun. And apparently he hasn't had to pay any fines. He's never served any jail time. Mm. Prosecutors have always dropped the charges against him. And the guy is making a nice, comfy $80,724 a year working for the Chicago Police Department.
Goodness. Anger issues. Can you say anger issues?
Yeah, big time.
You watch this guy with a gun?
And apparently he's not alone. Great. The Chicago Police Department has a history of allowing officers who break the laws to entrust and uphold our law and collect high salaries and pensions. So
Chicago's a pretty dirty place.
32 officers.
Great city. Love Chicago.
Oh, it's a beautiful city.
I almost went to work there once running a radio station in the 80s and have very great friends, but just is really... Well, Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness guru, lives in Chicago. Let's talk to her about this when we find her.
32 officers. Since 2004, 32 officers have been fired, yet they collect their pensions that cost the city more than $1.2 million.
Hey, ain't that sweet?
Yeah. There's a problem. If you get fired, I don't know about that whole pension business, but that's just me. Go figure.
888-302-3684. Also looking in the 2020 News Quiz department for the identity of Nidal Hassan. Who is he and why is he in the news? How quickly we forget. I'm shocked that there are more people. Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. He did this, 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 and this. But he's in the news today because he did this, this, this,
and this. As I recall, he didn't do a good this, this, and this.
No, he did not. He did a bad this, 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 and this. He did 13 bad this, 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 and this is... Meanwhile, a review today for those of you who love to eat, those of you who are into food tastes. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has always every day something to say about what's going on in food purchasing. He's the guy who knows where to purchase the best food, how much you should pay for it. That's what his career is all about, his expertise. That's why so many people solicit him to speak, explain what's going on in the supermarket world. He always maintains that the number one reason people buy food is because of the way it tastes. Mm-hmm. But did you know that food tastes differently depending on the utensils you use?
Yes. Wine tastes differently based on the glass you
use. That's right.
Research has shown that crockery can influence your perception of food as well. And now crockery. The cutlery story, the size, the weight, the shape, the color... the knife, the fork, the spoon. Food rated as sweeter when it was eaten with a small spoon, for example. Mm-hmm. Cheese perceived as saltier when served on a knife as opposed to being served on a spoon. In addition, the mere weight of a spoon was enough to influence the perceived density and sweetness of yogurt.
Wow.
As was the color contrast between the yogurt and the utensil. Hmm. How about that for... something that really is, that is literally food for thought. All right, now here's something else for you to think about, as long as Doug is passing along information. How many people snore here? Roberta, you snore.
Oh, my husband says I do. Yeah. I deny it.
I've heard you snore.
What have you heard me snore?
I've heard you snore.
That sounds scandalous.
No, when I've stayed overnight at your place.
Oh, okay.
I've been sleeping in another bed. I could hear you snore across the apartment.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes. My God, yes. Anyway, Jennifer, I'm not guessing that you snore.
When I'm sick, I do.
Really?
Because I'll wake up and my mouth is so dry, I know I must have been snoring.
And Kenny, I don't know enough about your habits, but I'm guessing that you may be a snorer.
I was. I use my CPAP machine, I don't snore.
No. All right. Snoring occurs literally, this is the medicinal way of looking at it. Your soft palate, your tongue, your tonsils...
And the muscles
in the back of your throat rub against each other and generate those vibrations. Mm-hmm. 1 in 5 adults, a chronic person of snorer, half of normal adults snore occasionally. I'm told that I do every once in a while, very little and not often. The likelihood that a person snores increases with age, and about half of people over 60 are regular snorers. Snoring can sometimes be remedied by sleeping on one side rather than on your back. So you turn to the left or the right. How many women listening to this program right now have wanted to put your nose over your husband's face?
It was a pillow, actually.
A pillow, yes. All right, that. And so it's, there's no remedy other than turning around. But there are some things you can take for sleep apnea.
Yeah, and some people get surgery.
Sure. Yes, mm-hmm. Right, you can do that.
I wonder if I snore less since I had my nose fixed, because they fixed my deviated septum.
Yeah. I don't know. You want me to come back to your apartment and listen from the other room?
All right.
No answers to the 2020 news quiz question that are correct. The Army psychiatrist, Major Nidal Hassan, accused of killing 13 people in that shooting rampage in 2009, 4 years ago, at Fort Hood, Texas, is entering a formal plea today. The hearings are scheduled. No jury selection yet. This has been one of the most outrageous realities. You realize this guy 4 years ago shot that place up, and he still is sitting around collecting his pay, too, by the way. You're talking about that policeman from Chicago getting $80,000 a year. This guy's getting $180,000 a year as a major in the Army.
Just sitting and collecting.
Just sitting in jail collecting. Apparently, the military court, it's not uncommon for military courts to have somebody plead guilty to a lower level culpability, get some mitigation before the jury. So it'll be interesting to see what this guy comes up with. Apparently, he was offered to plead guilty if the death penalty were taken off the table, an offer rejected by the judge. So he could be going to Fry City. Although they don't do Texas has a death penalty, but it's a gas chamber. It's the gurney, right? Isn't it lethal injection?
I think so.
Or they still hang people in Texas?
Mm-hmm. Do they really?
They might.
Good figure firing squad in Texas.
Give Roberta a little hay upon which to chew. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, so that's the story, and that's why I asked you about Major Nidal Hassan. So you'll know that. You'll be one of the most interesting and informed persons on your block because you've been paying attention to the news nuggets here on the Good Day program. All right, I want you to pay attention to something else. This has to do with your hair. I just put this stuff on my hair about an hour ago, and it's where I can almost feel it working. I'm not being facetious. You can almost feel Provia as it goes into the pores of your scalp and cleans them out so that the hair that's underneath your scalp that's been forced to just kind of sit there. People say, one guy sent me an email and they said, what are you talking about? The hair is growing under your scalp? No, I'm not saying that the hair is growing under your scalp. What I'm saying is that the pores are plugged up, keeping the hair that's there from growing out and expanding. So what you want to do is clean out the pores so the hair can go through. It's like, look at your arms or any part of your body where you see the pores on your skin, and that's where the hair comes out. So if it's plugged up, then the hair's not going to come out. And that's what Provia does. It's an all-natural way. That's why we like it, because it's all natural. It's not a chemical. So it is for both men and women, cleaning out the pores, getting the hair to grow again. And it also has an ingredient in it that's kind of cool, because in essence what it does is it fixes your hair so that it's thicker and fuller. It looks much more beautiful. Brilliant results reported from people all across the country who are happy. If you have premature thinning hair and are frustrated and embarrassed, call this number, 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. The mirror will tell you when it's working. Of course, you'll look better. You get compliments. It's cool. Right now, you get a free month supply of Provia if you mention Doug Steffen. Free shipping and an extra gift. A surprise! 800-525-8319. Save money by going direct to the manufacturer for Provia. Clean out your hair, look much better, and feel much better about how you look. 800-525-8319.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so. But you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable.
But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Should you be considering natural pet food for your pet? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Many pet owners are thinking about making a switch to natural pet food, but don't know how to choose the option that's right for them. Before making a switch, remember that pet food is formulated to be the sole source of your pet's nutrition, so it's the ingredient ratios that are essential to making the food and your pet's diet complete and balanced. This means that the ideal food must contain the right amount of both macronutrients, carbohydrates, fat, and protein, and micronutrients, or vitamins and minerals, for a pet's lifestyle. Veterinarian, PetMD contributor, and author of PawCurious.com, Jessica Vogelsang.
Pet owners should look for a food that provides perfectly balanced nutrition for their pet's specific life stage and special needs. And for those looking for a natural option, a food like New Hill's Ideal Balance is a great choice because it provides natural ingredients perfectly balanced.
For more information, visit Hill'sIdealBalance.com.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
All right, let's see if we can get to the bottom of all of this, these rumors and speculation.
Yes.
About Amoroso. And,
Amorosa.
Oh, what did I say, Amoroso?
Yes.
That may be her older sister.
It might be.
Why is she such a... She's just an...
She's an interesting lady.
Nasty.
Yes. Yeah, she was on Celebrity Apprentice this season. Yeah, with Claudia Jordan. And Omarosa didn't make friends with anybody. She got into a fight with Claudia Jordan. She got into a big fight with, excuse me, LaToya Jackson. Well, apparently it wasn't just for TV cameras, because at the BET Awards Sunday night, Claudia Jordan from Deal or No Deal, she was one of the suitcase models, and Omarosa got into this verbal exchange. And I guess during the argument, Omarosa called Claudia a stupid B-word. And at one point, Omarosa's mom...
A stupid B-word?
Well, she didn't call her that. She called her B-word. Omarosa's mom walked up to Claudia and punched her in the arm. Security had to come over, break things up, because they started to squabble there a little bit. And Claudia filed a police report about the incidents. Omarosa says, of course, that Claudia was the one who started things by pushing Omarosa's 65-year-old mother. I'm guessing
sweet.
Anything that can give birth to Omarosa can probably take it.
And she was going to, she claimed that she and Michael Duncan were going to get married, right, before he died?
Yeah, Omarosa said that she and Michael Clark Duncan were engaged.
So
and
she
they were
could get all of his money.
Right, that's what people are saying. No, they really might have been engaged. Who knows?
Right.
Guy's not here to defend himself. Someone who is here to defend himself is American Idol champ from season 2, Ruben Studdard. He's going to appear. You know, he's kind of a big guy. He's going to appear on NBC's The Biggest Loser. He's desperate to get healthy, and he says this is the way that it's going to do it. It'll start this fall on Tuesday on NBC.
We have that story at DougStefan.com, too, by the way, Jen.
We do. Yeah. And speaking of NBC, the hugely successful The Bible, the Mark Burnett version of The Bible,
right?
They're doing a follow-up to it, and it's called The Bible AD Beyond the Bible, and it begins in the days following Jesus' betrayal and death. It's going to NBC now. It left the History Channel, got a better deal over at NBC, so they'll be there. Roseanne also looking to go back to NBC. Do you see a trend here? NBC knows they're kind of in the toilet.
Let's
so.
Bring back the moldy, oldy, goody, goodies, my rusty rack of wrinkled old
They're
timers.
Very close to signing a deal with Roseanne to bring a show surrounding her back to NBC. What they'll use is this 1090 model, which Charlie Sheen used for anger management. If the first 10 episodes go well, they'll immediately sign her for 90 episodes so that they get 100 episodes to immediately go into syndication.
Big Brother has some really bad people on it. Is that true?
That's what I've heard, that they've been making racial slurs and sexual jokes.
Oh, heavens.
Imagine that.
Imagine. 51 After on The Real World on Good Day.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's now 53 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time in our week for us to focus on startup companies. Mike Hayes interviewing Riley Swenson and Caleb Light, co-founders of PowerPractical.com. And they discovered they are poster boys for crowdfunding in addition to whatever else it is that they've done there in terms of building a factory, creating jobs in America. That's a great story. Mike Hayes here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm broadcaster Mike Hayes. I had the pleasure of talking with Oren Kleft today. With 12 years of experience as an investment banker, Oren Kleft has extensive experience raising capital, hundreds of millions of dollars, selling companies, and closing complex deals. He's author of the breakthrough bestseller on Amazon and published by McGraw-Hill called Pitch Anything. I ask Oren Kleft to describe our crowdfunderslist.com website. Here's what he said.
Today, if you need to raise money or get some capital into a project that you're working on, the traditional ways have gone by the wayside. It used to be you would go to Uncle Bob, you would go to the bank, and the three other people that you knew. And when you got a no, that meant your project was over. Today, it's totally different. You can reach people all over the world. And unless you just arrived here from the lost city of Atlantis, you know that crowdfunding, Kickstarter, Indiegogo are tools in which you can get capital into your deal. But using those tools requires know-how. It requires education, and it requires people to help you out. It is no longer the case that you can put your robotic arm, your new movie, your different kind of pen up on these networks and have hundreds of thousands of dollars roll in. Today, there is a small, select group of people who care about what is working, what are the best tools to use, what are the methodologies, and that small group is helping each other out. And the difference between people who are in that group working together to find ways to do it is the difference between getting funded or just being an also-ran in the crowdfunding revolution.
Oren Kleff, thanks for joining me.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you guys again. Thanks for having me, Mike, and we look forward to doing it again.
We'll have more with Oren Kleff next week. If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, visit crowdfunderslist.com. That's crowdfunderslist.com. Riley Swenson and Kayla Blight are two of the founders of PowerPractical.com. I consider them two of the poster boys for crowdfunding, starting a factory and creating jobs.
Back when Riley and I joined the team, it was back in the fall of 2011, and the two inventors, David and Paul, had invented this really cool thing called the Power Pot, which is a little backpacking cooking pot that whenever you add water and stick it over a fire, the thermoelectric technology that's built into it is able to take the temperature difference and make electricity, which then you're able to charge smartphones and GoPro cameras and rechargeable headlamps, all the typical things you carry with you in the backcountry. And so we joined the team, and we didn't have any money. We talked to a friend that gave us some cash so that we could do a little bit of marketing and order some products. We started doing some tests, and we were like, you know, what would be really cool is if we went on Kickstarter. And so we went on Kickstarter, made a $50,000 funding goal. 30 days later, we raised $126,000 and pre-sold roughly 1,000 power pots. And then we're like, great, you know, we're a bunch of 20-year-old dudes that just raised 126 grand, and now we have to fulfill 1,000 power pots. So we took all the cash. We built a shop in Salt Lake City, Utah. We ordered enough supplies to build 2,000 power pots, and we just had a little bit of cash left, so we're like, what can we do? So we convinced a bunch of our friends to come in, and for a little bit of beer and pizza, they helped us build 1,000 power pots over the course of last summer. We were able to close a seed round of funding, and we've hired 10 other people, and so now our company has 12 full-time employees. We're doing some big box tests with like Bass Pro Shop and Sportsman's Warehouse and Eastern Mountain Sports. We realized and saw this need for a simple USB meter that would simply tell you how much power is being drawn into your device. And so after having previously crowdfunded, we knew that Kickstarter would be an awesome platform. And so we spent some time, built a video, arranged all the sourcing and manufacturing, and launched the product. And in the last, you know, 3.5 days, we've been able to raise almost $40,000, which is well beyond what we were with our initial Kickstarter campaign with the Power Pot. So it's been an awesome ride. Super stoked on the progress we've made thus far, and super excited for what's in store for the future.
Visit Kickstarter.com, search Practical Meter, and see for yourself. If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, visit crowdfunderslist.com. That's crowdfunderslist.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining me on Crowdfunding Success Stories.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.